Who's here?
A lot of those guys practiced a long time. We got a lot of people absent.
We do. They'll start though, I think, and tonight will just be informational where there's not enough, not a quorum and we can't vote on anything and.
Do we know if anybody else is coming?
Oh, there she, now you have a quorum.
Oh, we do. Oh, we have a quorum now, Sue.
Sorry.
No, hooray.
Glad you're here.
It's hooray.
Okay, we can do it then. Okay, I'll have a call to order and I'm just going to go over this really quick. In the offices that down at the Casualty Transit Center, they've got ground rules for meetings and I just thought it would be good to set it, just make it a little nicer. We set some ground rules and there's meetings for their, there's one, the first one is one person speaking at a time.
Page 5 of your.
Yeah. Everyone participating and no one dominates the meeting for the topic and focus on the issue, not the person. And stay on task and on time unless we've got something that we need to address that needs more time. And be active listening. Okay to disagree. Everybody's opinions valued here. Speak the truth clearly and respectfully. And Jeannie, I'm putting you in charge of have fun.
Go Jeannie!
I listened to all the men, or listened to the last couple of meetings and you're the one that kept it lively, so.
I'm going to respond with I respectfully disagree.
You respectfully disagree?
You've been typecast.
No, I can be typecast as worse. So it's okay. And Holly's known me a really long time.
I've known you a long time. I've worked with you a lot of years.
Yeah.
You're the life of the party.
Well, thanks.
So can I get a motion to accept the minutes and the agenda?
I shall move.
Second?
I'll second that.
And then, thank you. And do we need a discussion?
I have a change in the minutes on line 59. It currently says recently that Eric is spreading non-positive information about the transit system. It's something that I said. When I got the minutes, I went back and looked at my meeting minutes that I had with the mayor, and it should read, Eric is talking with other elected officials about the transit system. I goofed up. That's my bad.
Okay.
You got that? Okay.
That change has been made, so we'll get to go. Okay, any questions or comments for management? I need to vote. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thank you. Okay, questions or comments? No one? And we'll skip to.
How are you going to, you can't do number 6?
Huh?
Where's Roger?
I know I can't do it, so I've got to skip.
Where is he?
I don't know, he said he wasn't coming.
Yeah. So there are several that asked to be excused, and Roger was one of them.
Oh, yeah, I didn't go to Roger, and Cecilia, and Dean, and Heidi have all been asked to be excused.
Oh, okay.
So.
It's like a whole bunch.
This is pretty undone. I've got to get this together.
Yeah, it's your first time.
You do okay.
Okay, thanks, Todd.
I'll do a better job here.
Yeah, I won't listen to this one when I get home tonight.
Fine.
So. Okay, we're now 7, meet riders and employees of the district. We're going to start doing that and either have some outside people come in and talk about what Cache Valley Transit's done for them each month. We'll have somebody different just to see some good things happening and maybe some of them what their needs are so we know what's going on out there. So Todd has just pulled part of a video that was made.
So I can't remember, probably most of you have seen this, but I'm sure Lee Aaron hasn't, but hopefully you've forgotten, so this is new. But when we celebrated 25 years, we put together a little video, so we're just going to show a couple minutes of that video. There's three folks that talk about how the service impacts them, and we'll just show that.
We work with people with disabilities, and our mission is to help them to work and live and be as independent as they can possibly be. And the Cache Valley Transit System is such a great partner in helping us do that because the majority of people with disabilities that we work with are unable to drive and need transportation to get to their destination. Some people can go as individuals. They've learned the system, they can transfer buses and get to where they need to go. Other individuals need a staff member to go with them to help with that. Some people need to use the Collarite system. That system actually picks them up at their curb, brings them curb to curb, either here to cash employment or to the various appointments they need to go to in the community. They couldn't get to these places without the Cache Valley Transit. It is such a valuable partnership that we have with them.
Hi, I'm Jay Carlson. My wife Diane and I are the parents of David Carlson, who is a constant frequent rider with the Cache Valley Transit District. He's a special needs client of the Cache Education and Training Center. He's employed at McDonald's in Smithfield, and he rides the bus every day.
I'm Paige Hobbs from the Smithfield McDonald's, and I have the luxury of working with David, and he is our sunshine to the day. He is our upbeat person who keeps our lobby clean, helps our customers, and is just generally like one of the best things that happens here at our store. Honestly, if he didn't have the bus, I don't think he'd be able to work clear as far away. On the days that he doesn't have the bus, it's harder on him. It's what gets him here, and we're grateful for it, because if he wasn't here, our store would not quite be the same.
Being able to have him ride on the Cache Valley Transit District system has been a major benefit to him in helping him become more independent, to be able to make friends, to be able to earn money, to be self-sufficient in many ways, and has been a great experience. We have nothing but the highest regard for the drivers and all of the personnel of the CVTD, and really want to express our appreciation for them.
I had a granddaughter who graduated in art, and she's an artist. And she would be up there for Summerfest. He says, "Come on, let's go on. We got to get to graduation." And all my son-in-law pulled out his check. "How much is it?" "Oh, it's free. It's free. Just get on." "You don't believe it." We got on the bus and we're 5 minutes we were there. And I don't drive anymore, and I can. I still have a driver's license, but it was wonderful for me.
I think it's a great benefit to have a fair, free bus service. If I wasn't working, for example, and a person with a disability, I would probably be on state and federal assistance of some kind. It liberates me. Or I use a power wheelchair, every bus is accessible. Well, I go about anywhere in town that I need to get to. I use it a lot for work meetings, shopping, going to the bank, that type of thing, as well as to and from Preston, Idaho for work.
Okay. Thanks, Todd. Yeah, anybody knows of anybody that would be good to come talk, it'd be great. I just want to start each meeting on an upbeat. So anyway, Craig's next. He's going to talk about consent agenda. That's part of our governance, and we're going to move to doing that format when we next month.
Great, thanks. So some of you that with consent agendas than I do, don't really know that much about them. But from what I understand, the concept behind it is to take routine, non-controversial items that require board approval, throw them into the pot, and we can approve them all at once. Minutes from previous meetings, the agenda, boilerplate reports that require approval, but most of us just need a quick review, an opportunity to make sure that it checks out, but we don't have to spend a lot of time on it. So that's the general idea behind it. In the case, I know we've talked in the past about using consent agendas to include our monitoring reports, include those in the consent agenda, but I think they probably deserve a little more scrutiny and conversation. So I think we ought to start out at least not including them in a consent agenda. The idea, from what I understand, the idea behind the consent agenda then is to ensure that everybody has a chance to review everything, so the documents have to be made available Charisse does a really great job of getting everything available to us, and we can review those, but it puts the responsibility on us to make sure we check them all out carefully and prepare for the meetings. Anybody have questions about it?
What was the deal on if there's something that's questioned, it's pulled out?
Sure. So if a board member feels like something, they've got questions about something, or they feel like it needs more discussion, that they can move to have that pulled from the consent agenda. That way there's never any concern that an item just gets rubber stamped and pushed through. There's always an opportunity to talk about it. So.
Does it have to have a majority vote to pull it from the consent agenda?
Traditional consent agendas don't. The way policy governance looks at it is for items that we have delegated to Todd that don't require us we've said Todd has the authority to take care of that, approve it, that in those cases we would need a majority to pull it off of the consent agenda, because we've already told him that's yours, not ours.
But in your write-up, Craig, it says the majority of board members must approve the removal of the item to the regular agenda. So am I reading that right?
Yeah, you're right.
I think that you better check on that.
Okay.
Whether that's even legal in the state of Utah. Because I think any single board member can pull it.
Okay.
We're all three, like, thinking.
All right. Yeah, you guys have more experiences with this than I do. So.
Is that how Logan does it theirs? Is it a
we
consent
don't do a consent agenda.
No, okay.
I'm just echoing what the point is.
All right.
I think there's actually some laws that rule this. You may want to just check into them.
Okay.
But I believe any governing member can pull an item back out of this consent agenda.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Then I think we'll move on to Ron.
Just a second, let me finish writing a note here.
Okay.
Now we're discussing the schedule for the monitoring reports. Each of you got one of these sheets in your packet. The first one is, like, for example, what you're going to get, we're putting these in our policy manual. So, like, for example, on Appendix B, for example, we'll have all of the documents by policy. And we'll list the document, the policies that it's attached to, or actually what it'll be, the documents, month available, method of review, and the frequency that we'll be reviewing these. Some of these reports will be annually, some will be quarterly, some will be monthly. Okay, and then we're going to have a schedule by month. So everything that we're doing in the month of March, April, May that we'll be reviewing. And then there'll be another one, because when we did this as a PEP committee, there were three different ways that people were looking at things. And so some would like it by report, some would like it by monthly, and the other ones would like it by policy. So we're giving you all three options as to what's going to happen, and you can pick and choose the one you want to use. But we want to make it available to everyone. We've also decided, and would like to put forth to you, is SurveyMonkey to evaluate the reports, so that you get the reports like you did the interpretations a couple of weeks before the board meeting, and then you'll be able to review the reports or download the reports to your computer, evaluate them, fill out the SurveyMonkey. We'll combine all the comments back and bring them to the board for further discussion. That way that we don't, so that what we're doing at a board meeting is not reading the reports and then going through that. We're trying to shorten the time up, but you will still have the opportunity to review the report. Some of these reports are going to be small and some of them are going to be lengthy. So this gives you to review the reports at your leisure. Any comments on that?
No questions for Ron?
Yeah, I have a question, Ron.
Yes.
So I'm just thinking about this, and I'm thinking on the case of some of these policies that are quite lengthy, but we don't need the whole section. Will you reference just the section in that report that we would need to look at so that we don't look the whole report? Do you know what I'm saying? So some reports, we've listed multiple policies that they'll be going over, but for the part of the policy that is affecting that particular report might just be a short snippet of the big policy. Will you reference that so we know which section to look at in a larger report?
I think a good example of what you're saying is we've noted in Todd has noted in his interpretation of the policy, he's referenced the employee handbook, but we're only going to get the sections of the employee handbook that pertain to that policy.
So you'd send that out to us, just that section?
Yeah. So you'll get just that section that pertains to that policy.
Perfect.
And the reports will, I think the reports will, we'll probably get the report, whatever that report is, because I have to go back through and look at these again, is the whole report may justify the policy. That's what we, going through this for the first time, is going to require us to evaluate it to see, is this report actually going to support the policy? Or do we have the right report? What information in the report do we actually need? And I think as we go through it, we'll be able to reduce the documents that we get. We might say, okay, we really don't need that, but we do need this. And so this next round is going to be just as, you know, not complicated, but just more arduous to get through the first time.
Okay.
And then the second time, it'll be the same reports every time.
Thank you.
Any other questions, comments, tidbits, hot tips, you know?
So is there any month we don't have any of these to review?
Whenever month we don't. I have to go back through and look at the overall schedule.
Okay. Because it seems like they're going to be bunched up pretty. There's going to be, you know, annually it's going to be a huge job.
Well, it's
going to
be,
moderately.
I was talking to Charisse earlier today. When they say annually, we're going to identify what the month that the annual report will be made available.
Oh, so we're not going to do all the annual ones?
No,
okay.
No.
Okay.
The annuals will be spread throughout the year.
Okay.
And we've tried to time the annuals to what makes sense. So, for example, the audit is something that shows up in different places. We typically try to get the audit done so that we are reporting to the board in May. And so that means that when that would be, it would make sense to do that.
Right.
So we're trying to spread them out a little bit, but we're trying to make it so you're not killed in January and have, you know.
Okay, thank you.
Amen. Anything else? We'll move on to number 10, Todd.
Yeah. So I talked with the board previously about, if you recall, the county passed sales tax in May of last year because the law was changed, and so that's been continuing to go through that law, that particular bill, Senate Bill 136, has been continued to be reviewed, and the House and the Senate actually created a task force on transportation that's reviewing things, and then that task force created a subgroup that's called the Transportation and Tax Review Task Force, and they were looking specifically at the various funding mechanisms that deal with transportation, and transit falls under that as well. So I just wanted to give you an update. So on January 11th, so just, I don't know, a week and a half ago or so, then that Transportation and Tax Review Task Force actually... Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So they passed out of their committee unanimously with a favorable position, but they said, but we need to still work on this. So basically, they're running out of time, but they said, look, we want to continue to work on this, but we want to do something this session. So they passed it out of the subcommittee to take it to the Transportation Committee. But what that bill does is they've made some modifications from the original Senate Bill 136. And one of those modifications would affect us. And so essentially what happened is the Cache County is going from a county of the third class to a county of the second class. You may have seen that or read about that. And with that designation change, there are...
They haven't done it yet, have they?
No, but they're anticipating that is happening, right?
Well, they anticipated that last year.
Correct. So in anticipation of this,
okay,
this bill would change with regards to transportation. Under the county of the third class, then there was an ability for the county to designate some changes in the funding that would go to transit. But when the designation changed that it would go to a second class, that was no longer the case. So if the county was a second class, then the way that the allocation would be is for a quarter of 1%, 40% would go to transit, 40% to the cities, and 10% to the county, 20% to the county. Apologize. Make sure I get my math right. Under this new proposal that this committee passed out that's going to go to the Transportation Committee, there would still be this designation that 40% would go to the cities, 20% would go to the county, and the 40% that would go to transit, there would be 10% that would be the guarantee that would go to transit. The other 30%, the county could have some discretion over where that might go for transportation. And so it would allow that transit is guaranteed to get 10% of that funding, but that's the, you know, the rest of that would be determined by the county. So I just wanted to bring you up to speed on that. Again, that's just coming out of a sub-task force of the task force, but it is going to go to the Transportation Committee. And again, they made it very clear. They want to still have discussion because there's several things in this. It's not just, that's the one thing that affects Cache Valley Transit. So I hope I haven't totally confused you, but if I have.
We haven't had any money yet, so yeah. It doesn't really matter.
Correct.
And the county wants more money, so it's...
Correct. And any of these changes, you know, the soonest they could take effect is if the legislature supported that would be May of this year, and technically the transit district wasn't going to receive any money until July of this year anyway, so.
Yeah. Well, I would hope that there was some opportunity to talk to them about, you know, the county just, I would like the county to say, we want to use this, but we're going to use it for all forms of transportation, that they can't just use it for roads, or they can't just use it for one thing. So I think that, you know, I'm hoping that transportation is defined a little more broadly.
So that is part of this group, the Transportation and Tax Review Task Force. That was part of what that group was meeting on, was actually to broaden the statute, because the statute was written, and again, there's various options. They're referred to as the quarter of a percent, but there's various options in the statute that you can apply for, and some of them were very narrowly written. And this group went through and tried to broaden those and make them more accessible for using for various forms of transportation. And I think that's the main intent of this, and then some of these other little things that need to happen. So I think that opportunity will be there, that there will be a broader view.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is that funding that was come about from that new thing that happened 3 or 4 months ago, correct?
Yeah.
Last year.
It happened back in May is when the county actually voted that. The county council passed the tax.
Based upon the new law that the legislature passed, right?
Right.
Yeah, they modified the law so that it didn't have to go to the voters. It could be voted on by and taken action by the council. Yeah.
Any other questions?
So can we do anything? Do you need us to do anything?
You can sure share your opinions, but no, I mean, you know, I don't know. You can give me direction if you want me to speak on behalf of the board, but that wasn't the intent tonight. I was just wanting to give you information.
Okay. So far, it's just in, it's gone from the task force to the committee.
To the transportation committee, correct.
And there isn't a bill attached to it or anything?
Well, no, it's not a formal bill as yet, but yeah, this is going to become a bill. Yeah. So it's draft language right now.
So do you think there's the willingness on the transportation committee to push it out? I mean, they've got to deal with the billions and billions of dollars the tracks wants to extend the train to the prison.
Based on my attendance at the meetings and that, I think this bill will come out with this language, and we will see a formal bill, and it will probably be supported.
Okay. Yeah. How do you feel about it? It's fair.
Thanks, Jeannie. Obviously, I think that in the short term, I understand the needs of the county, I understand the needs of the city, and I understand the needs for roads, and I get that. In the long view, I think transit's going to become more of a critical factor in the valley, just like it has on the Wasatch Front. So, long term, I think hopefully the community will grow and transit can become part of that solution. But I understand the need short term. Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else? Jeff, you look concerned.
Well, it seems like they passed this that transit distributed 40%, and then something happened since they passed it.
The county did not want that to happen.
Yeah.
Right. So they lobbied the legislature committees to make this happen. Is that the way it works?
I was told that Representative Potter and the county talked with Senator Harper and had communications. And again, that's what government is, right? Is for us to talk to our elected leaders and express our concerns and express our views. And then I think that's what happened. Sure.
Anything else? Okay, item 11, review of the board management's role in service delivery. Sean is out, so we'll move that to next month. And I have no report, and so Todd, you're back on again.
I don't really have anything else.
Are you done? Okay, anything else from anybody? And I will adjourn and meet next, February 27th.
But it's a different location.
Is it a different location?
Isn't it?
No, maybe.
It's in the other room, correct?
Oh, yeah, in the other room, but still the same building.
Okay. B-Tech something.
New name.
This is Bridgerland's name, official name, B-Tech.
B-Tech.
Yeah. Bridgerland Technical College, so it's B-Tech.
Make it difficult.
Whatever.
All right. Thank you for coming.
Okay.